This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, turned into Friday. That's what happens after Thursday and before Saturday. Amazing how that works, isn't it? It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and for the last time, Kara Schillen. We'll get into that and how it works and a little moaning and groaning on our part. With a nice send-off. And the story behind the story as to why she's defecting. She's actually going to work on a program in China. Which is going to be very difficult for us to understand, but we'll get to it in a matter of moments. First, though, Jennifer, it appears that Ruth's... I never understood. This is the hardest restaurant chain. The name. Ruth's so Chris. Well, Ruth's son's name was Chris, right? Isn't that how that worked?
Because it was the Chris Steakhouse.
Right.
And then Ruth came in. So it was Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Right. We could have just... I don't know whether she had gotten as far as if she just called it Ruth's Steakhouse to avoid the...
You know what? They're a pretty successful chain.
I know they are.
Yeah, I think they're okay.
And thus they didn't need the $20 million. Nobody quite understood when we first heard about the fact that they were going to get $20 million in federal money. They've got 100 steakhouses. They sure as heck have more than 500 employees. And so there was a petition that was submitted with thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of signatures, and so they are going to return the payroll protection plan money, right?
Yeah, and I see, this is what's really difficult, because I agree that when we hear small businesses, we think of really small businesses. But when you start thinking about the franchises, like, for instance, I know Ruth's Chris pretty well, because in all honesty and in full disclosure, I do business with them, and I'm very familiar with how their setup is. And I know that they are suffering really terribly right now, regardless of how big or how prominent their name is. I know particularly the franchise the location I deal with is suffering badly, and they had to lay off a lot of people, and they're furloughing workers, and it's bad. It's bad for everybody. So I think we need
but
to remember that.
They don't fit the parameters.
But they do, because they actually, the reason they argued that they were able to apply for it is because that they have less than 500 people at each location that qualified for the program. So, and that, but look, if that's the thing. It's the same thing with people who, with chains that franchise locally. The chains that franchise locally, maybe you're part of a yogurt shop that's a national chain, but you only have 10 workers at your particular location. Those people can still apply for this plan. And they are still affected by the fact that everybody's staying home and not using their product. And that's what's really difficult about this, is I believe that Ruth's Chris ended up doing the right thing by paying it back, because people know prominently who they are, and it's better for them to do this. But I get that the people I know that are trying to make it work and pay their rent in a pretty high rent district are they're suffering.
Not,
you know,
the intent.
Suffering.
They need to find a different program, because the intent is the program, the EIDL program, that is for larger companies that hasn't really been sorted out yet. That's a government issue.
Well, the EIDL is actually for smaller companies as well. It's for people who are in areas that are underserved.
Well,
so
it's also
cities that are underserved.
This kind of thing, there's a box on the form, are you a franchise? And they haven't been paying as much attention. I shouldn't say paying much attention, but they have not been, or at least the information that I got from my bank and from reading through, where you looked at the same stuff I did, Jennifer, when you applied, the information that's required would sort of kick this one out, it would seem to me.
It should be pretty simple. If you're a publicly traded company, you don't qualify as a small business.
Right.
Ruth,
yeah. And
Ruth,
I think
Chris,
that's
Ruth's
one of the stipulations.
Chris is on the NASDAQ, so how did they even get this money?
Well,
Shake Shack,
you have
the Wire Group, how did they get the money? They're on the stock exchange.
But I'm telling you right now, the difference is this, and we have to remember, just with a little bit of empathy in our heart, that everybody is really, really suffering, no matter the size of their business.
Nobody's saying they deserve some money, but not in this program. This is not a program for for them.
But they can also, they can do what Danny Meyer's doing with the Shake Shack group. They can go and they can sell their stock back to the investors. Danny Meyer's group is going to raise $75 million. Small businesses, right. Actually, small businesses don't have that. They don't have that as a resource.
Here's the difference. So the Shake Shack Corporation, yes, I agree. The Shake Shack Corporation has a lot of ways to raise money aside from using this program. But let's talk about the Shake Shack that I've seen driving by in some remote location of Phoenix, like some suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. That Shake Shack is still suffering. Their employees are still suffering. They're not getting money.
Nobody's arguing that.
Office.
We agree with you 100%. This is not the program for that. It is completely, those facts are not, irrelevant.
I'm not arguing about that. I'm saying,
but you know what this does, what this shows? You have such passion. You are such a great arguer. It's very difficult to argue because you do such a good job of defending your friends. I'm glad you and I are friends. Because you do
That's
such
right.
a great passion.
She won't pull the plug on you.
No. She just take like holds on to
it. Well, I won't. But you know what? The
like
thing
a dog on a bone. What was that?
Right, that's the cat.
Is that Kara on her way out?
Yeah, I think she fell out the window. Oh, that's nice. The cat likes to move things sometimes, move some furniture. But, it's not even about my friends. I think you heard me say, I think Ruth Chris did the right thing. I think they did. I don't think that
they did the wrong thing
they should have taken it.
But
what I'm saying is that there is a real problem with restaurants in this country.
True, totally true.
So it's not that I'm trying to argue with you or defend my friends. I'm just saying I have an acute understanding of what is going on because I am friends with them. I think that we need to figure something out because
here's the program.
I don't know that half the restaurants will be able to open.
The U.S. Small Business Administration has a disaster loan for just this. There are four different categories: corporations, sole proprietorships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at the form right now. So that's where that's what they do. That's what they fall. Now, this leads me into something that would take us more than a few minutes. More than a few hours, maybe a few days, to render I can do it pretty quickly. More I look at this thing, there are so many bits and pieces of information coming from various medical sources that I trust. Ken Kronhaus is one of them, that discredits the people who are discrediting the Z-Pak and malaria, the drug combination. The way this is being positioned, if you will, the politicization of it has brought me around to thinking there are two ways of looking at this. The reaction to it, why there is so much force and anger against it, instead of looking at the results. There are unions like the Smithfield employees who have been told by their Chinese ownership not to take the Z-Pak and the
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. So imagine that as a fact in this whole thing. We all know about the Smithfield ownership being Chinese. We all know that they have a
plant. No, wait. Smithfield is the pork producer. Why are they talking about these drugs?
Because they told the union there told the people not to go to see a doctor that will give them. Remember, there are hundreds of people at this plant. That don't have that do not have a job now because it closed them out. There's a story this morning that's posted in North Dakota, that the union has told the Smithfield employees not to participate in. There was a trial that was introduced by a suggestion because so many people have it there in that one location that they be treated with the Z-Pak and the. And the
hydroxychloroquine
drug. Yeah. So why would that be? Why would the union tell its members not to participate? What's that all about?
Whose business is that?
I don't understand that.
Yeah, right. I want to know more about why that is.
They're saying take Tylenol for a headache instead of ibuprofen. Like, is that their business?
Yeah. And then the Democrats are censuring a lawmaker who credited Trump with the COVID-19 recovery. What is that all about?
That's because she had it, too. Remember, this is, I think it's the same woman who actually had it.
What is that prove?
Heard the president
talking
about it, took it, found relief, and then said that he was.
There are too many questions that are surfacing to satisfy me when it comes to this. The Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the way this thing has come into this is, I don't want to use the word hoax, only even though that's what I think it is, but people will get, oh, how can you
say
that?
You think the virus is a hoax?
No, I don't think the virus is a hoax. Oh,
okay.
I think the way that we have handled, the way we have been forced into submission.
We can't put the politics aside. That's the thing, is that nobody can put the politics aside during this.
No matter how many people die from this, it will not equal the other maladies that are a problem. Now, maybe us isolating ourselves helped it from being that way, but it's nowhere near the number of people who died in 1918. I mean, we're not even talking about millions.
And
to shut the economy. No, I know it shouldn't be, but for God's sakes, Victoria, how, and I don't say that with emphasis, just aiming it at you, but we have shut down the world. And who's going to benefit from that ultimately? That's what I want to, I mean, I think people need to think about where the benefit of this, who's gaining more out of this than anybody else. Draw your own conclusions. But it sure as heck isn't our country, our businesses, the people in the West, if you will, who have had it worse than anybody else. Again, you look in the Southern Hemisphere where there's really no big economy, and that they haven't had much problem with it at all. It just is. There's too many questions and not any answers to make me comfortable. I'm very uncomfortable with this. Very. As a person, as an individual, however you want to look at it. My name is not Alex Jones, and I'm not running for anything. It's changed everything. And for what? Why? How many people have we saved under the circumstances? God knows I'm not a. You know how I am when it comes to life.
We do know that that staying at home and social distancing has flattened the curves in every densely populated area.
At what price? At what price? And are we willing to pay any price?
What price do we put on?
I think there's a little bit of truth. I think there's a little bit of truth in both sides of your argument right now, and that is that I think in New York City, in a very densely populated area where people are standing all over each other, staying home was what the right thing to do was because it was hit hard. But I'm going to tell you, in California, I'm with Doug. There are 740 people that die every single day in California for various reasons. For coronavirus, we've lost just over 1,400. So what's the point of shutting down the entire state to mitigate something that really has an impact on us? Our hospitals are sitting open. They're going to need a bailout. Yeah. Forget Ruth's Chris and Shake Shack.
Right.
Get ready for the hospitals. That's
you should be able to get the operations. I can't see a doctor, and I have a serious problem.
I think that needs to change almost immediately.
Yeah.
Hospitals need to make money, and I'm not for hospitals because I think they overcharge for a lot of stuff. But
people need to get services.
Help. Yeah. Surgeries need to happen. My cousin yesterday
in
Ireland
was
diagnosed with breast cancer and she needs a mastectomy and she's freaking out about going into a hospital in 2 weeks, but that needs to happen. They have to move very quickly. And so that stuff has to go back.
Somebody with a larger voice than mine needs to be making this noise. I'm proud of Ken and all the noise.
We need to do that again as soon as possible. Hospitals,
doctors need to have their offices open, dentists.
Yep. Agreed, totally.
That stuff needs to start tomorrow.
People are pulling out their own teeth. We'll talk about that in the next half hour, there are some crazy stories.
All right, here's the way, though, as we deal with all of this stuff. This is going forward. This isn't just about now in terms of cleanliness, because I think that we've been learning some good lessons about how to take care of ourselves through all this. One of the good things is that we have learned how to protect ourselves and our family, our loved ones. One of the ways to do it is to make sure your house is clean, make sure your bedrooms are clean, your bathrooms are clean, the pillows that you sleep on, the sheets that you sleep on, everything in that area where you spend at least 7-8 hours of your life every day is clean as could be. And the way to do that when it comes to your pillows is to get the only pillow that's washable and dryable for 10 years. They have a warranty on each pillow for 10 years. Guaranteed for 60 days. You don't like it, you can send it back. Save 66% right now at the end of the month when you go to MyPillow.com on everything in the catalog, all the pillows, everything. 66%. Got to use the promo code DJV when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Rest comfortably and well and safely with a MyPillow. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job.
You're doing a good job.
Say good. Doing a good job. Don't get too down. The world
is
now. Know that you
is releasing a new track called Good Job, just in time for us to pay tribute to Kara. But I would say the song ought to have been Great Job, not Good Job. Good Job, we'll give that to Phil, who's now going to be riding the board and the buttons and the other things. But we can dedicate this to Kara. And the song is set to appear in her forthcoming album. The album is called Alicia. Wow, who came up with that? That's clever. That's really clever. Miss Key says she wrote Good Job last year with her husband, Swiss. What's his name? Swizz Beatz? Is that how you pronounce it? Am I right?
Way to go. Swizz Beatz.
Is he a disc jockey or something? What's his name?
No, he's a producer.
It's not his real name. His real name is Harry Logan or something. Anyway, the track was meant to pay tribute to unsung and overlooked everyday heroes in Key's life, although the message resonates now, doesn't it? A lot. With this situation with the virus. She says, whether you're on the front lines at the hospitals, balancing work, family, and homeschooling, delivering mail, packages, or food, or facing other personal difficulties because of the COVID-19, I feel you. I feel you, she said. You're seen, loved, and deeply appreciated. Good Job marks the fourth offering from her following Show Me Love, Time Machine, and Underdog. The album was scheduled to arrive in May, but since been postponed because of the obvious, there's not a date yet for the release of it. At the end of March, she released her memoir, More Myself, A Journey, which would be an interesting read as well. Interesting lady. So that's the news musically from Alicia Keys. Now let's turn at 26 past the hour to the Rolling Stones, who have released a new track called Living in a Ghost Town. There you go. That's pretty much what we're doing in many of our towns, not only in our country, but around the western and northern world. So this brand new song, Living in a Ghost Town, is aimed to tide fans over until they're able to reschedule the upcoming No Filter Tour, next leg of it anyway. It's their first original song since Doom and Gloom. And One More Shot came out on their 2012 compilation album, Girl. Although they did put out the Blues cover collection, Blues and Lonesome, back in 2016. That was a pretty good album, actually.
That was really good album.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was a pretty good album. Jagger said that he wrote the song with Keith Richards over a year ago. He said it wasn't written for now, but it's just one of those odd things. It's written about being in a place which was full of life, but now bereft of life, so to speak. I was jamming on the guitar, and I wrote it quickly in about 10 minutes. He changed some of the lyrics to reflect what time we're in. Keith said, it's sort of eerie when suddenly it's coming to life. He said, I mean, the ghost comes to life. I had said to Don Waz about a month or so ago, hey, it's time for the ghost soundtrack. I think that's their producer, isn't it? I think that's who they are. Then Mick called me and said the same thing. So great minds think alike. So Living in a Ghost Town from our Rolling Stones. News about Marianne Faithfull, if you're a fan. I've always been a fan of Marianne Faithfull. I think her music, like this one, is Tears Go By. I have a few of those with Kara. Marianne was discharged from the hospital in London 3 weeks after she tested positive. We're really happy to say that Marianne has been discharged from hospital after being admitted suffering from COVID. She'll continue to recuperate in her home in London. She thanks all of you for your kind messages of concern, which have meant a great deal through what is such a difficult time for so many people. She's grateful for all the staff who care for her at the hospital. Her longtime friend Penny Arcade told Rolling Stone, how about that for a name, that out of caution, she checked herself into the hospital. She got a lot of health issues, so probably a smart thing to do.
I am very happy she made it out. But I didn't think she was getting out of the hospital.
She's in tough shape. All right, so that's that story. 28 after on the DJV Friday program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
A U.S. Homeland Security science expert says the coronavirus decays faster in warmer situations, which is promising news as summer is coming closer. In a daily briefing, William Bryan said that direct solar light has a powerful effect on killing the virus, along with increased temperatures and humidity. And he added that conversely, the virus does seem to survive best in cooler temperatures and dry conditions. China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump cut off U.S. funding for the organization. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in the WHO. A ministry spokesman saying the donation, along with $20 million that China gave it last month, will support the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and, in its words, strengthen developing countries' health systems. China's pledge is coming on the same day that U.S. officials have been saying that the administration might never give any more money to the WHO and continued to slam China for underreporting the nature of the virus when it first cropped up last fall. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
DJB program, April 24th, is upon us. I got to tell you, this is one of the greatest things in the universe, the fact that we can be on the air every day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara has been with us for the past 4.5 or 5 years. How long is it? Have you been here? I forget now, because it seems like you've been here.
It must be 5.5 years at this point.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It happened when, you know, McFadden, as much as I love him, didn't fit anymore. I needed to do more, and that's when we sort of went with Victoria. I don't know. It's a mishmash of memories. But when Kara came in, it was obvious that we were going to have somebody who was, and I'm, Rich and I are close enough, so we just laugh about this. It hasn't got to do with competence, it has to do with attention. And because Richie is the operations director at Radio America, in charge of all the programming there, he was distracted all the time, or much of the time, anyway. And so when Kara came in, it was a breath of fresh air because she was focused on the program. She was focused on doing everything that made the program sound better and sound together. And for the most part, nobody can tell. You know, you listen to it and you hear stuff. But it was comforting to me, frankly, at a time in my life when a lot of other things were falling apart, that I didn't have to worry as much about how this program sounded or how we were doing it or how we would keep it all together. So Kara came in, and she really did what she's in her life prior to being this producer that she is, and prior to whatever she did in radio. I know what her educational background is, and I know kind of what her family background is. She is somebody that has been through her life, if nothing else, the word competent fits. But also, beside being competent, she's attentive. She's all kinds of things. Now, those are not personal words. There are other words that apply to her, but when I want to say them, I get upset. So,
aww.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm losing my little sister, so
yeah.
That's how I feel, too. Yeah.
To listen to you three guys talk during the breaks for years, sometimes I listen and I don't say I'm listening, other times I'm not listening, but I know, you know, the main source of conversation yesterday would have been Elizabeth Hurley being nearly naked in photos, and you guys would...
I don't remember us talking
look
about
them
that.
Up.
That's on the top of Doug's mind.
Well, the sort of gossipy stuff that was fun and would make good radio program if that's what we were really all about. Anyway, so the fact that you are, as of today or next Monday, going to be working for somebody else doing basically a podcast thing that... sounds like it has a lot of promise. So that's because a lot of audio is going to podcasting. You want to tell us what it is that you're doing that maybe people will find when you get it going? They'll want to know, you know, what this thing is and how do I listen to it?
Yeah, there's not a ton of info out about it yet. And even I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet because I'm one of the associate producers for a new podcast at Axios that's going to be launching this summer. And if anyone doesn't know what Axios is, they're a pretty reliable media company. I think all of us, except for you, Doug, on the show subscribe to them. And that's
a secret newsletter, actually.
Maybe now I'll have to subscribe.
Well, that was the funny thing. When I told Doug that I was moving on, and he had said, well, why is everyone subscribed to this but me? And I was like, well, it wasn't a secret.
Yeah, we're not keeping it from you.
You can subscribe anytime you want, but yeah.
It's a free newsletter.
So I'll be helping.
So I haven't signed up yet. Did you sign me up for it? So I know.
No, you've got your own email. It's not that hard. You've managed.
No,
you're always talking about all the other subscriptions you have in your email that you hate.
Right.
So I'm sure you can figure it out. I'll show you how to do it later today.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll
but Axios is a really, really good up and coming, not just political, but it's just a media company in general, and I think it's a great opportunity, and we're all super happy for you, but
no,
we're also super mad at you.
No. Yeah,
I know.
We
have a lot of mixed emotions, Kara, and I know I've said this to you privately, but the one thing, Kara's right, when she came in, she was very competent, very focused, but she's, I don't know, you've just broadened and become such an amazing person to watch. I know this is going to be a great opportunity for you. I'm super proud of you. I'm going to miss talking to you every single day.
All right. Yeah. So a person to watch. I don't remember that you two have ever actually physically met.
We have, actually.
Oh, yeah. When did you meet?
When I was at my house. Yeah, Jen came to D.C. once.
Oh, right.
We all went out to, where
right.
did we go? P.F. Chang's, and we all got dinner together.
Yeah, see?
In the 4 or 5.5 years that you've been here, I've only seen you, I've been with you twice.
I know.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's weird how people become so important to you, and you've never. I mean, I've never seen Victoria in person.
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I keep telling them that I still want to have like a Vegas girls trip, and still want to go to shows and stuff because I think that would be so fun. So, yeah.
You can go now. It'd be cheap. I'll send you on my dime.
We'll just sleep on the street. It should be fine.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, God love you.
Proud of you. We're going to miss you. But it's going to be really, really good. You're going to be amazing.
I know. I'm going to be amazing. You know, before I came here, I'd basically come straight out of college, and I'd worked here part-time for 6 months or so on the weekend and then started full-time, and so I didn't really have any experience. And
Did you start full time here?
You do now.
You start full time. Weren't you doing something else full time before you came over here? Weren't you doing another show there?
No. I was just working on the weekend. So you know.
What did Rich tell you when he said, "Hey, I got a full time job for you"?
I mean, it was Rich. He probably didn't tell me all that much about it. But at that point, I needed a full time job. So
yeah.
So right. I mean, it fit and it was great, and I learned a lot. And I even you guys said that I was like your sister, and it's always been the same. You're beyond my radio sisters. You're like my actual sisters.
Yeah, what about me? I'm not your sister.
You're like my radio dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely become a family, and I couldn't really have asked for a better, you know, place or people to have learned from. So.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Okay, so then we'll...
See, Axios has sisters and a dad for you. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll expect 20% of whatever it is you're making.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he's a dadager now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean,
I'm always
going to
be... I've been the same with the two of you. Jennifer is
taking 20%
like,
of whatever you make.
Yeah, no. Maybe in Jennifer's case, but
thanks, Doug.
In terms of though how it all fits together, one of the things that, you know, the fact that this program has survived through thick and thin in the last 1988, so. We're into the 30, we'll be this fall into the 33rd year of me doing a national program. And the last 15 years, Jennifer was a teenager when I first met her. And I'm trying to remember what you were already working for your father. You were in school. I can't remember. I don't even remember the first time we ever met. Frankly, the first time I ever
started. She was 13. She already had 17 jobs.
I know. It's true. I started working at 12 from my
She was on the radio when she was 12
I've
or 13 years old.
I've worked consistently since I was 12 years old, which is why I'm having a nervous breakdown and need a retirement.
So she said, I figured what was going on, but I wanted to have another voice, and I wanted to have a female
voice. Hey, little girl, you want to be on my show?
Well,
you want some candy?
Tic-tacs.
So I said to her father, who is a great, has been a great, great friend. He and I are two peas in a pod when it comes to our radio experience. And so he said, well, why don't you try Jennifer and do, you know, we did a little of this and a little of that. And then he kept saying to me, why don't you just hire her and start paying her?
Yeah, because I used to volunteer at 3 in the morning.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And so obviously that's what happened. And so it's just been... From there, finding there's the fact that you are here, and I'll go back into my astrological roots, Kara. There are no accidents. The fact, and I don't even know what your chart is, Frank. I never have had your chart done. I don't even think I've did. I did Victoria's chart.
Kara's a Taurus.
Yeah, but the
solid
the
Earth
fit,
sign.
Right, the fit here among the four of us has been extraordinary, and that's kind of what has helped keep us going. I give kudos and, you know, the props to Jennifer and Victoria and to Kara over these years because they're very important cogs in the wheel. And I've tried a lot of different people, as Jennifer will attest. There have been a lot of people in and out of here that have been in and out for different reasons. But
well, you stopped trying to date everyone, I guess, right? So that was a good move.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some left dramatically. Others just whimpered away. Yeah.
Some threw death threats at Jen.
Yeah. So anyway... it just is. It
I
has
feel
been
so
a
normal.
Fabulous.
Like a normal one.
Very low drama.
But Kara, you're. It isn't about. It sounds pedantic to say you're welcome, but that is. It's just. It goes deeper than that. So you'll know that.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're all bonded. Yeah. You're always, I'm going to speak for Dougie, you're always welcome to, you know, come hang out with us if you're bored in the morning.
Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning again.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
sure you
so
guys
Kara,
are, oh God.
What was your favorite thing about being here, whether it was 4 o'clock in the morning
or not? Oh,
clearly
you're singing. We all come back for
Yeah, thank you very much. No, seriously, what is your... I'm not. I just think it'd be fun for us. We know what we think about your having been here. What do you think is either the best thing or your favorite thing about having been here?
No, I don't think that I have one specific like memory, but especially right now when I'm living by myself and I haven't seen my family in 2.5 months. And so I, you know, talk to them, but I haven't gotten to see them. It's been really nice and comforting to still have, you know, a reliable three people that I come and talk to for a couple hours every morning has been very comforting in the last couple months. And I think that's just something that people don't necessarily understand, as it's, you know, goes deeper than just being coworkers or people that you work with. These are people that you talk to every single morning for, I mean, we talk to each other more than most people talk to their families.
Right. True.
And the things that you learn about each other and the things that you experience together and help get each other through has been really nice, and it's really important. And I think I'm a little bit spoiled, and I might realize going elsewhere that that doesn't exist everywhere. So
yeah, and you'll be crying.
Not.
You'll get you'll
it
have three
not.
Three glasses of wine and cry in your living room.
I'm sure I'll send you all an email tonight or next week of me, you know, sitting on the floor crying. So look out for that.
All right. Well wishes to Kara Schillen. Today is National Arbor Day. Broadleaf, evergreen, conifer. How well do you really know the trees? Because this is Earth Week. It's very appropriate this be Arbor Day. Arbor, translation, equals tree. National Arbor Day, America's first Arbor Day, took place between the start of the 1870s, around the time Congress established Yellowstone Park. So celebrating it, it's really our focus, our endearment. It's interesting because I've been working in the woods on my farm here for the most part this week and trying to get out the dead trees. And I do this usually every year. I have a truckload of dead trees because I want the stuff underneath to grow. And that's what I do. I think the responsible thing for people who have forest is to cull it, clean it up, and let the new growth come up. And that's something that Arbor Day teaches us, planting new trees and having a focus on how important. Without trees, we are nothing. One of the great things about the universe, God, however you ascribe the reality of how all of this is created, if we can even begin to understand it, is that trees are the source of life. Without trees, there's no oxygen. Without trees, there's no life. So without water and trees need water, and we need the oxygen from the trees. We need the H2O, the water. It's just amazing how it all works. So thinking about how important trees are, and maybe you'll take the time to go find some trees. I actually ordered a whole bunch of trees from some fruit trees this year from my supplier. I haven't got them yet, but I like planting. That's just something about watching. I've got two trees I planted when I first moved into this house 4 years ago. Actually, you know what? I just remember, it was 4 years ago today that I moved in here. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah.
On the 24th, huh?
Yeah. It was, no, wait a minute. Was it the 16th? Yeah. No, it was April 24th, 2016 when I moved in here. Anyway, I planted a couple of trees out back, and I love watching them grow. It just is so much fun to see them grow, and that's something. It's like teaching kids. My grandson is learning from those lettuce grow plant tubes that I've talked about, and watching things grow, and he's so excited. Children need to see and understand how things live and grow, and that's a fabulous way to do it. So anyway, Arbor Day, celebrate that today. Also, well, let's check the schedule for tonight, Jennifer, as much time as you have for what's new on TV.
Yeah, Blue Bloods is going to be new tonight. That's what I'll be watching. Also tonight, MacGyver is new. The Blacklist, we know you like that one. RuPaul's Drag Race, if you need some fun and distraction, that's on VH1 tonight at 9:30. And a new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network at 9. It's also International Jazz Day from Australia, so that'll be on some of the networks as well at 10.
Okay. I want you to know, Kara, that my son is doing a treatment of a television show that would be about this radio show and loose connections. We have to find somebody to play you. I'm not sure who it would be. We'll figure that out. Maybe you. 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Look back over this past week, get the 5 top stories from the world of technology. Tech Talk time, number 5, number 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Victoria Keelan's job as the tech translator. Isn't that the new word? We've got that for you. The tech translator. Number 5, as a sign of the times, excuse me, remotely getting married. Good God. You spend the first night two different hotels. What do you do under this?
No. Zoom weddings, hashtag Zoom weddings, are a thing. And Zoom funerals, sadly, are also a thing, a big thing right now. But the state of New York has actually said that people can get married over Zoom or FaceTime, whatever you want to use. And so the reason is that there were so many, you typically have to be in person in order to get your marriage license. So now that has been waived, and you can go through Zoom or through FaceTime. You can virtually meet with the clerk's office. You can fill out your paperwork, and that person can now give you your marriage license. And one step further, people who get married at City Hall in New York City or state of New York, but in New York City especially, City Hall marriages are every day, thousands of people get married. And so now that can actually happen as well on Zoom or on FaceTime. And, of course, this is, like you said, it's a sign of the times. And so the death toll in New York is Over 13,000 people have died now from this virus. And so they want to keep, you know, county clerk's offices. They want to keep everybody at home and keep everyone socially distanced. And this is it's the new way to have your wedding move forward. Your family can watch and everyone can check in and see how the wedding ceremony is going. So you'll see lots of this, and we've been seeing a lot of this on social media already. But I would also expect that other states that have been hit hard by this, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, this is probably going to be the new norm for a little bit. And yeah. Zoom weddings, Zoom funerals. So it's sad, but it's the best that we can do right now.
Number four, AT&T is making something free. It's free.
Yep. AT&T is giving tens of millions of eligible customers who are already using their internet, mobile, and video plans free versions of HBO Max when it launches on May 27th. This is a hotly anticipated streaming service, HBO Max. And so if you have one of AT&T's unlimited elite wireless plans or their internet plan, you will get this free service for a minimum of 3 months. If you're on a lower tier, you'll get 1 month free, and if you don't qualify for it, on May 27th, HBO Max will launch at $14.99 a month, just like all the other streaming services. But if you do qualify and you are an AT&T customer, you can go onto the website and you can see how long you'll get the free HBO Max. But it's pretty cool, and it's definitely a perk worth checking out.
All right, this is for Kara Schillen, who's leaving us. A way to curb loneliness.
Yeah, three Cornell students they spent more than a year developing a platform called Zing, and it basically uses an algorithm to connect students on their campus who felt isolated. But now, because we're all isolated and in quarantine, they have developed a new app called Quarantine Buddy, and it uses machine learning. It's an algorithm, and it strategically ranks and then outputs the best possible match for each person based on your background and interests. You take a survey of 10 questions, and then it will hook you up. They have 15 different countries, and so they will match you up with a quarantine buddy, and you can have some online chats with some new friends, which a lot of people who are feeling so isolated and you know, people who can't see their families, it's a cool thing. Plus, if you do have a little extra time, it's also nice to join Quarantine Buddy because you can be someone's buddy and reach out to someone who is feeling isolated. So it's a really, really sweet project and a great example of how the computer coding can actually do good for the world.
Number two, Facebook in the news.
If you are planning a protest in a state that has a stay-at-home order, like California, New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, don't use Facebook to promote your protest because Facebook will take it down. Anything that goes against a state mandate, Facebook says they will not let you use advertising on their platform. So your post will be taken down.
Zingo. And number one, a problem for people who have applied for the SBA loans.
Man, as if small businesses haven't been hit hard enough, nearly 8,000 businesses who filed for disaster loans on the Small Business Association website had their information leaked. And so the SBA is now offering free credit monitoring for a year. If you did apply for this, go on to the SBA site and see what they can do to protect your data.
All right, there it is, a list of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.